Proclamation number 6122 of 29th of November, 1954. Promises of Glory. Images of the Dark Kingdom. No one will be able to imagine the glories of the spiritual kingdom, for they surpass anything you can imagine. But no human being will be able to imagine the kingdom of darkness either, which likewise exceeds all descriptions given to you. But both kingdoms have to remain hidden from you humans so as not to endanger your free decision of will on earth. Nevertheless, you will be informed of the fact that unimaginable bliss and light or also agonizing darkness is your fate when your soul has to leave the earthly body and enter the spiritual kingdom. Yet for the most part this knowledge leaves you untouched, you lack faith in it and therefore also the responsibility. You live on earth, always only focusing your eyes on the earthly attainable. But you don't think about the state of your soul after death. What do you not do to create a pleasant life for your body, but you know for certain that it will pass away? And how little use are the promises of an eternal life and glory to you? How little do you fear an unhappy state in darkness? Because you don't believe in it. But one day you will convince yourselves of the truth of this and, full of remorse, think back to the earthly existence which was given to you to care for your spiritual well-being. Why do you not let yourselves be impressed by the promises of eternal glory? Why do you not shrink back from the images that are projected to you of the kingdom of darkness? Why do you only care for the short time of your earthly life and do not think of the endless time afterwards? You believe that the death of the body is the limit of your existence, yet you cannot prove it. Why don't you consider the possibility that everything presented to you humans is true? You cannot be forced into it, but you should think about it freely of your own accord and not so lightly accept your physical death as the certain end of your being. Both the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness have to remain hidden from you due to your freedom of will, but nevertheless there is also evidence for the truth of what you are told about it, although it will only appear conclusive to you if you want to find out for yourselves whether you live on after death. Then the spiritual beings will also reveal themselves to you, yet only in order to strengthen your faith in them. The spiritual eye will be opened for the one who wants to see and he need not walk along blindly. But where the will to come to the light is lacking, it also remains dark, and the soul also receives darkness after the death of the body. For everyone creates his own fate. A kingdom of light and glory or spheres of agonizing darkness. According to his will, which is free and must remain free and therefore also determines life and eternity. Amen.